It is time now for Talkin' Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a captivating book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends. Epilogue is a place where people can gather to cultivate new ideas, learn old ones, or escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books, chocolate, and coffee all provide. Susan Brown heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. It joins us now for Talkin' Books. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. And we are also joined in the studio by a special guest author this time. It's a very special edition of Talkin' Books. They're all special editions, but this one is actually a special edition of Talkin' Books because we have got Mary Berridge in the studio. She is a Chapel Hill resident, an author, and the author of a new book that is coming out this spring called Visible Spectrum, Portraits from the World of Autism. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to talk about the book. So tell us about it. How did this is a book of photographs, right?
It's a book of photographs. Yes, I'm a photographer. My son was diagnosed with Asperger's when he was 7. And the more I learned about autism, the more I learned that autism was not really what I thought it was, and that there's so much misinformation and so much stigma attached to it. And so I wanted the portraits to be, basically trying to raise awareness on the subject, but also acceptance. Mm-hmm. Because what I think, the more I learned about autism, the more I realized that all these things that I loved about my son were connected to his autism, and that people with autism can have a lot of strengths. And, that's the sort of thing that gets left out of the story, and that would help quite a bit with the acceptance piece. And, there's a movement now, which is part of the broader disability movement, neurodiversity, mm-hmm. which is the idea that people have different kinds of brains, and that's okay. And actually, rather than seeing it as a disease, seeing it as a difference, and different perspectives can actually add, they can benefit. Collectively, they can benefit us all, because it can be very useful to have things seen from different perspectives. And in fact, a lot of people think that some of the most important scientific discoveries and inventions were made by people who were autistic. And if they're, if autism diagnoses had existed back then these people probably would have gotten a diagnosis, because their recorded behaviors very much fit the profile.
So I'll ask you this question about the book, but as a photographer, you've probably had this experience in other projects as well. What do people get from photographs that they wouldn't get from just written stories?
Right. So I think the photographs are basically a window into the stories. So each photograph is paired with a narrative, which is written usually by the parents, because a lot of the people in the book are younger, sometimes by the subjects themselves, in a couple instances by me. But those narratives, so I think the pictures are hopefully compelling enough that it makes people interested. And they see the pictures and they think, oh gosh, I didn't know that a person who looked like that had autism. I had this other idea in my head of what autism is. Or, gee, I wonder what's happening in that photograph. There's something kind of mysterious, or something, there's some tension there, or there's something funny, or whatever it is. I just try to make the portrait as compelling as possible to draw people in.
Can you talk about the cover portrait, because I looked up the book on Google and I saw the cover portrait and it just really caught my eye. I'm curious to hear the story of that person.
Well, that is a totally fascinating story. She was adopted as a baby from China and had many, many delays in many areas, had many intensive therapies for years, even before entering kindergarten. And she, as a baby, loved the sensation of fur against her skin. Mm-hmm. And, it would be like stuffed animals or somebody's beard or whatever. And as she grew older, she also loved the sensation of rubber. And there's another portrait of her inside the book, which is equally as interesting, where she's holding a pickaxe. and she's hugging it, and she has this very kind of beatific smile on her face, and she's wearing a rubber suit. So her way of coping with anxiety, which is something that most people with autism deal with, that's kind of their biggest issue is anxiety. She would feel the fur or the rubber. She would put on her rubber suit, which she calls her life suit, for when life feels like it's too much sometimes. And she would dig with her pickaxe in the ground. And this provided her with this kind of intense muscular input, which helped calm her down, along with the sensations of feeling these materials. So the portrait on the cover is of her holding this furry thing against her face. And she looks kind of enraptured. And nice. So that's a perfect example of, you know, how the picture can be a window in. What is she doing? Why is she doing that? That's unusual. But I think it's a really lovely portrait. You know, I always use natural light, so the light is always really gorgeous. And I think that there's, you know, the people are depicted in a way that shows them as quite individuals, and as often there's a kind of innocence or sweetness about them, which I think is something that I find in a lot of people on the spectrum.
Speaking with Mary Berridge, the author of Visible Spectrum Portraits from the World of Autism, maryberridge.com is the website, easy to remember, and we'll have a link to it up on our website, chapelboro.com. One of the subjects of the book is was an intern here at 97.9 The Hill,
yes.
Will, and one of my former students at Durham Tech. I love him. He's great.
Will is one of the most awesome guys I know.
Yeah.
Hands down. He's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you find all the other subjects?
Well, a lot of it was through the autism community, which I'm very involved in. I'm on the board of the local chapter of the Autism Society and on the Special Needs Advisory Council for the school district. So a lot of these people are my friends or friends of theirs. And Will has been very involved in the autism community. And his narrative in the book was a letter that he wrote to friends and family when he graduated from UNC. And it's an extraordinary letter, and it's everything about it is just the opposite of what you think of when you think of the stereotype of someone with autism. He is the most earnest, friendly, an incredible guy. And one of the lines from that letter was, I think in the, you know, one thing I've learned from college is that I want to, in some capacity, work with immigrants because being a stranger in a strange land is a feeling I understand very well. There's all sorts of really, really interesting things like that, which, again, I think, you know, surprise people.
Well, the book is Visible Spectrum. It's available on the website, maryberridge.com. You can get it there, but it won't be actually available in bookstores for a while, not until May, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So get ready for that. But you can also already head to the website, maryberridge.com, and check that out. We're talking books. Susan Brown here in the studio as well. And with all of that in mind, let's recommend books inspired by Visible Spectrum. What books are you inspired to recommend? Based on your book, what stands out?
Well,
to you?
One of my absolute favorites is "Look Me in the Eye," which is a memoir by John Elder Robison, and he's an extraordinary guy who was from the generation that before autism was really understood at all, and so he didn't know that he had it. He just knew that he kind of couldn't deal with being in high school and couldn't deal with a lot of things. But he ended up having this extraordinary career where he dropped out of high school, and he was very into electronics and sound design having to do with electronics. He ended up being the sound engineer for these major rock and roll bands.
Nice.
Like, I don't know, Kiss and stuff like that. He actually designed the first exploding guitar for a concert, you know, that lights into flames.
So he's the one to blame.
I love it.
All right.
So again, not what you associate with the stereotype of Asperger's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he worked for Mattel designing toys.
Wow.
And eventually now he runs a mechanic shop for the super high-end cars, a lot of British cars like Jaguars and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Susan? But he's such an amazing writer, and it's so funny. It's such a great read. Okay.
That's Susan? Great.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, I realized that I was close to some people who were neurodiverse, so I started to educate myself, and I have to recommend sort of a general book on this, Neurotribes by Steve Silberman.
So yes.
It's The Legacy of Autism and the Future of Neurodiversity, and it does exactly that. It gives you a really fascinating history into the, or fascinating look at the history of the diagnosis mm-hmm. and our understanding of it. And a glimpse into the future where the spectrum is going to be much wider and many more things in that. And I think recognizing that it's much more of a thing to embrace and to think about how this type of different thinking is positive and
yes.
adds to things
yes.
rather than somehow, you know, takes away.
Right,
so
right.
Neurotribes by Steve Silberman. It's a very long book, but you can sort of read chapter by chapter, dive in and out. Great book.
Again, Mary's book is called Visible Spectrum, Portraits from the World of Autism. You can get more information about it today at maryberridge.com and look for it in bookstores later on this spring. Susan, Mary, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And let's keep the conversation going. Epilogue Books on Franklin Street is the perfect place to meet up with a friend to discuss recent reads or enjoy some peaceful alone time. Head over to their Instagram page at Epilogue Books CH and check out their new release Tuesday recommendations. Check out what their staff is enjoying week after week. You can also look at their cafe menu and shop for books and gifts online by visiting epiloguebookcafe.com. All are welcome at Epilogue Books. We've got traffic, weather, and the impossible quiz coming up next after this on 97.9 The Hill.